This doctor is dictating from the Velar Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Tony, T-O-N-Y, last name is Maybin, M-A-Y-B-I-N. Date of birth is 1/20/1952. Date of evaluation is 9/27/2023. HPI history, patient complaints, psychiatric follow-up for management of depression and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness, this is a 71 years old male who is well familiar to her service. He was last seen on August 2nd, 2023. Period. I reviewed patient's chart and discussed his condition with nursing staff. Patient exhibits ongoing confusion and sometimes poor safety awareness. He has expressive aphasia and history of CVA. Period. He continues to be on Zoloft 100 milligram once a day. Period. No thoughts of harm to self, others. Sleep and appetite is okay. No paranoia, delusions, or hallucinations. Pay no hostility or agitation. Pay no adverse effects from Zoloft. Next paragraph. Interval make social family history. Their last visit August 8, 2023. Next paragraph. Check a review of medical family social history. Indicate no changes since last visit as noted above, except as listed above. Medical history, no changes. Social history, no changes. Family history, no changes. Next paragraph. Medical record, lab diagnostic test, reclamation form, chart, nursing. Next paragraph. Current psychotropic medications. See medication page. Zoloft. Next paragraph. Mental status examination. Constitutional. Non-grooming, somewhat disheveled, motor movements of weakness, stature, standing, gait, unsteady, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, cooperative effect, constricted mood, mildly dysphoric speech, expressive aphasia, thought process, periods of confusion, social alarm, ideation, denied psychotic symptom, no evidence of psychosis, IVH, moral knowledge, poor judgment, poor insight, poor orientation, person with a normal place, with a normal attention, concentration, with a normal memory, recent impaired. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Mood disorder due to non-physiological condition with depressive features, F06.31, plans continues all out. Peer benefits continues to outweigh risk. No indications for GDR, considering risk of relapse. Number two, vascular dementia, moderate without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance and anxiety, F01.B0. Number three, other cerebral infarction due to occlusion or stenosis of small artery, 163.81. Plans follow up with the primary care team. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify our service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concern. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, procedure code 99308, end of dictation.